The Federal Aviation Administration has been looking for ways to make airline fuel tanks flame-proof. One idea is to pump non-flammable nitrogen gas into the tanks before takeoff. But an industry report presented to the FAA this week says the idea is too expensive. NPR's Mary Ann Akers reports.
Two members of the industry group that issued the fuel tank report objected to it. They said what the industry really meant is that it's cheaper to absorb the cost of a mid-air fuel tank explosion, including litigation over deaths, than it is to make fuel tanks safer. Bill Kaufman is a professor of aeronautics at the University of Michigan. He was one of the dissenters on the task force.
That's kind of a hard way to look at killing people. I mean, do we just look at people as a dollar figure? Perhaps there's more that should enter in than simply a cost-benefit ratio.
The FAA's advisory panel estimates that 253 people could die in airline fuel tank explosions if nothing is done. However, the group says the costs far exceed the benefits by tens of billions of dollars. Pumping nitrogen gas into fuel tanks before takeoff prevents fuel vapors in tanks from exploding. The FAA has tested the process, and it works. All past fuel tank explosions had a common set of circumstances. Very hot weather, with little fuel in the center tank, and the air conditioning blasting. The air packs are located just under the center tank, and they generate an enormous amount of heat. The deadliest fuel tank explosion was the TWA disaster 5 years ago, which killed 230 people. It was one of four fuel tank explosions since 1989.
My calculations, that's one every 3 years.
Bernie Loeb is a former federal air crash investigator.
I think that what that tells us is that a fuel air explosion is not a rare event, but is one that has some regularity. And I think it's only a matter of time till there is another one. I don't think it's a question of if, but when.
If the FAA accepts the recommendation of the working group and chooses not to mandate the use of nitrogen gas in fuel tanks, Loeb says there is one other viable choice. That is, to remove the air conditioning packs from underneath the fuel tanks. He hopes the FAA will at least mandate that for all new airplane designs. Engineers at Boeing say it is something they're working on for future designs. But Loeb says something needs to be done now.
Every day, more and more models of Boeing 737s and 747s and 757s and 767s and 777s are being built, and they continue to have these heat-producing devices under the fuel tank.
The FAA has taken a number of steps to reduce potential ignition sources in fuel tanks, but reducing flammability, stopping that spark once it occurs, is a more difficult struggle. The FAA's John Hickey says the agency has not closed the door on nitrogen gas as the solution.
We still feel, the FAA still feels, this high promise in inerting. We don't just look towards an advisory group to make recommendations.
The FAA does hope to find a solution to preventing fuel tank explosions by the end of this year. Mary Ann Akers, NPR News, Chicago.